about China, or if I should call this the first poem that I have written only to be read aloud and never to have on a page for people to just pick up and read, like in a checkbook or whatever, especially before, not anything else. If you can remember, I have to say this, if you can remember any certain segments from Pulp Fiction, you might get where any of these references come from. This is called The Little Differences. I know things are really different in China, but Shanghai and Beijing are urban areas, so a lot of things seem really similar. I mean, I saw signs on the walls and in the streets in Chinese, but you understood how to get around and what to do. I swear, what I remember are those little differences, like McDonald's. I got an egg McMuffin because I've seen signs in French for an oof McMuffin. So when I ordered one in Beijing, I got a hamburger bun for a muffin. Egg McHamburger? And it was covered in ketchup and mayo. I swear to God, it was fucking drowning me, this shit. So I wiped some of it off with my index finger and chalked it up to knowing those little differences. Like in Shanghai, we went to Starbucks, because even in China, there's still one on every corner. And John said that I liked white chocolate frappuccinos, so Jin asked behind the counter there if they had white chocolate. And the woman behind the counter said, "No, we only have black chocolate." You've never heard that in the United States. Knowing that a good part of China was in squalor, we saw that everyone hung their clothes to dry. Jin said China would have to build a ton of new plants just to supply power to these dryers that people can't even afford, so clothing dryers don't exist. China has no Medicare or government health care plans. Don't say the United States is free of government intervention, so people save their money for accidents. It's a good thing, because we saw rickety bamboo stocks used for ladders and scaffolding for Chinese for repairing and cleaning high-rises. But you have to remember these differences. I mean, a stop sign still is a red octagon, even if you don't know what language it's in. Even Coke cans print both languages on them. But, you know, the funny things about China are the little differences.